It's time to drag out the soapbox and give you a piece of my mind. And in this case, I'm a bit like King Canute, standing on the beach, waving at the waves, saying, don't come in. It's pointless. But nonetheless, I have to do it. I have to tell you, I'm just so over general media coverage. I'm looking for news and largely I can't find it. I can find lots of comment and analysis, much of it masquerading as news, but in fact it's not. Gone are the days where you could open a newspaper, or these days open your tablet and get some information about what was actually happening, just the facts of the matter. A journalist who was tasked with just telling me what's happened. Now, why is this so? It's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's probably ours. We're the ones that want the colour and the conflict, and so we get it. And then we say, well, hold on, where's the substance? Well, it's been ditched because you and I want colour and conflict. I admit it. I do this myself. I go to the stories that are more colourful and have a bit of conflict. But a part of that, I might be kidding myself here, is because when there are stories that are news and factual, they are written in such a boring way. Honestly, you'd be asleep by the time you got one third of the way through them. So that's my beef. I'm after getting more news, factual outlines of what's happening. No, I don't want to know what the journalist thinks, whether they're left or right. I don't care. I just want to know what's happened. And the other thing I want to see is more local news, not, you know, something about what's happening at the local beach next Saturday. But I do think it'd be a better place if you and I could easily understand what was happening in our local parliaments, state parliaments, I mean, what they were doing with your and my money, incidentally. How are they spending millions and millions of our dollars? If that was clear and accessible for us to access and discuss through the media and through their own websites, parliament websites, that would be more important than us knowing about a bus crash in Bulgaria. Sure, if you're Bulgarian, you might like to know because it might be your relatives, but I'm not saying we shouldn't know about that, but it shouldn't be front page. I want us to know about what our parliaments are doing, not because I'm interested in the parliamentarians. I'm interested in what's happening with your and my money and where they're taking us. That's my beef for today.